Pocket calculators. When pocket calculators rose to prominence in the early 1970s, they encountered significant skepticism and opposition, particularly from educators and traditionalists. A range of negative criticisms and excuses emerged during this period, grounded in the historical context of the time. Many educators argued calculators would make students lazy, reducing their ability to perform mental arithmetic or master basic math concepts, which are crucial skills for everyday life. Teachers feared students would rely too heavily on machines instead of learning multiplication tables or long division, leading to a generation that struggles with fundamental mathematics. This reliance could hinder their problem-solving abilities and critical thinking, skills that are not only essential in academics but also in real-world scenarios where quick calculations may be necessary. Furthermore, the concern extended beyond just academic performance, it encompassed a broader issue regarding the potential erosion of cultural literacy in mathematics, as students might miss out on the satisfaction and confidence that come from mastering these essential skills through practice and understanding. As a result, many educators advocated for a balanced approach, incorporating calculators in a manner that would enhance learning rather than undermine it. Schools worried that calculators would allow students to bypass learning fundamental mathematical concepts by quickly computing answers during tests, thereby undermining the educational process and making it hard to assess true understanding. These concerns highlighted a deeper issue, the fear that reliance on technology could lead students to become overly dependent on devices for simple calculations, stunting their ability to think critically and solve problems independently. Educators emphasized the importance of grasping the underlying principles of mathematics, suggesting that without a solid foundation, students might struggle in higher-level courses. Moreover, there was a growing debate about how to effectively integrate technology into the curriculum without diminishing the value of traditional learning methods. As a result, schools began re-evaluating their policies on calculator use, seeking a balance that would encourage both technological advancement and comprehensive learning. Critics pointed out that early calculators were prone to errors, had limited functions, and relied on batteries that could fail, making them less dependable than manual methods or mechanical adding machines. These devices often produced incorrect calculations due to their rudimentary technology, which did not account for more complex computations. Furthermore, the reliance on batteries posed a significant drawback. Users frequently found themselves without a functioning calculator when power ran low, particularly in critical situations where reliable calculations were essential. The maintenance costs and the need for constant battery replacement added to the overall inconvenience, leading many to prefer the tried-and-true methods of manual calculation or the reliability of mechanical systems. This skepticism about early calculators also reflected a broader hesitation within the industry to fully embrace electronic devices, as users questioned their long-term viability and accuracy in comparison to traditional techniques. Slide rule users and accountants argued that calculators would render established tools obsolete, threatening the skills of professionals who relied on manual computation methods. They believed the introduction of these electronic devices would not only diminish the use of traditional tools like slide rules and adding machines but also risk a significant loss of practical skills among workers in the field. Many professionals felt that their expertise, honed through years of training and practice, could become undervalued in a world increasingly dependent on automated solutions. This shift challenged the established norms of education and practice, prompting a debate about the importance of foundational skills in an ever-evolving technological landscape. Furthermore, there was a concern that an over-reliance on calculators might lead to a generation of professionals who could struggle with basic numerical reasoning and problem-solving, thus impacting the overall integrity and accuracy in fields where precision is paramount. Some saw calculators as a gimmick, claiming they didn't teach problem-solving or critical thinking, just button-pushing, which was viewed as less intellectually rigorous. These critics argued that relying on technology for basic computations could lead to a decline in essential mathematical skills. They believed that the traditional methods of learning, which emphasized manual calculations and deep understanding of mathematical concepts, were being undermined by the convenience of calculators. Furthermore, they expressed concerns that students might become overly dependent on such devices, potentially stunting their ability to approach more complex problems with creativity and confidence. In the long run, they feared that this reliance could result in a generation of learners who lacked the foundational skills necessary for advanced studies or real-world applications. Do these criticisms sound similar to the ones you hear about artificial intelligence, AI? It sure does to me. Many people express concerns about the rapid advancement of technology and its implications for society, often raising questions about ethical considerations, job displacement, and the potential for bias in AI systems. Just as the advent of the internet sparked debates about privacy and information overload, the rise of AI brings forth similar discussions about its role in our daily lives and the long-term effects it may have on humanity. These parallels highlight a recurring theme in our relationship with technology: the need for careful scrutiny and responsible development to ensure that progress benefits everyone. Discover